One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is a podcast from the South China Morning Post. If you know Cantonese, then you can tell we are ordering dim sum from Maxim City Hall on Hong Kong Island.
Oh my gosh. Here you go.
The pork buns are coming. The barbecue pork buns are coming. Oh, thank you. I can see all of them coming.
It's one of the biggest dim sum places in the city.
I reckon you could probably fit maybe 500, 800 people in here, so it's huge.
It's pretty posh looking, too.
It's got lots of chandeliers, some faux marble pillars, and really nice chairs we're sitting
on. It's like ultimate Chinese extravagance. It's shiny, blingy. You're looking over Victoria Harbour, so it is an extravagant experience, but it's not always like that with dim sum.
No.
Hong Kong is well known for its Cantonese food and has a wide range of dim sum offerings. From century-old tea houses where you have to fight for your food and grab from the trolley before anyone else does.
Yeah, the chaos is I think it makes it more fun.
To Michelin-starred restaurants serving gourmet dim sum using expensive ingredients.
So these are the wild mushroom dumpling with black truffle. Please enjoy.
With Bernice and I based in Hong Kong, we felt it was only right to give you the ultimate guide to dim sum.
What does it take to become a dim sum chef?
A year and a half to master Hagao shrimp dumplings.
Yes.
Wow.
And you just eat them in one bite.
Yeah, one bite.
Are there more female chefs going into the culinary art form?
Are you proud of that? That's your thing for that?
Of course.
And why is dim sum served in trolleys?
There's lots of ladies pushing trolleys containing all the delicious goodies inside, and that's what I'm here for.
That's weird. We're here.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot you're here to eat too.
So join us on this journey of dim sum. I'm Alkira Reinfrank.
And I'm Bernice Chan. This is Eat Drink Asia, where in each episode, we deep dive into Asian foods that have gone global. Stay with us.
We got more food coming. What is the food?
So some of you may already be dim sum pros, but others might need a little bit of help.
Ooh, what's this one?
Squid. Deep fried squid.
In that case, here's your quick dim sum 101. Oh, yeah.
The first order of business is ordering your favorite kind of tea. Jasmine, pu'er, teak guanyin, or silver needle. After all, it helps you digest your food and catch up with family and friends.
In Cantonese, dim sum also means yum cha, which literally means let's go drink tea.
People push trolleys around and bring dim sum or small dishes like tapas to you. It depends on the restaurant, but in general, there's hagao,
steamed shrimp dumplings,
siu mai,
steamed pork dumplings,
and cha siu bao,
steamed barbecue pork dumplings.
And if you're more adventurous, there's braised chicken feet.
Did you eat chicken feet when you were a kid?
No. I'm not that traditional.
Different dim sum dishes belong to different categories, including small,
siu dim,
medium,
zhong dim,
large,
dai dim,
and special,
duck dim.
The server will put a stamp on your running tab so you can
mai dan,
pay the check, according to that.
But to dig deeper into the tradition of dim sum, we went to talk to a dim sum chef with decades of experience under his belt.
Hello, 大家好.
Hello, 你好.
Chef Ringo Wong is the dim sum sous chef
at Cuisine Cuisine,
one of the city's best Cantonese restaurants serving top quality food crafted by master chefs.
Hello.
Chef Wong was introduced to dim sum by his dad, who also happens to be a dim sum chef.
I remember when I was 6 to 7 years old, my dad would take me to Yum Cha, and usually he would take me to the dim sum place he worked at, and I got to meet the chefs in the kitchen.
There, little Ringo Wong was amazed by how skillfully the chefs were making dumpling wrappers.
They pressed the dough with the left hand and rolled it with a rolling pin with the right hand, and there was a wrapper. Every piece was as if it was cut by a compass, and I thought it's like magic.
Chef Wong is one of the last generations to learn how to make dim sum through an apprenticeship. And just like a French kitchen, a traditional dim sum kitchen has a clear hierarchy and is run like a well-oiled machine. And Chef Wong, of course, had to start from the bottom.
So I was doing very basic things in the beginning, like putting dumplings in a steamer and putting marinated chicken feet and pork ribs on the plates.
Wong would try his best to finish all his work as soon as possible.
So I could sneak into the board station and practice making ha gao or cha siu bao.
But because he just started, his fingers weren't very dexterous, so his dumplings didn't look so good.
They either exploded or collapsed. My chef would throw them into the trash bin or tell me to eat them myself.
Hang on, but why is dim sum so small and delicate?
Okay, that leads to how it started. Let's set this up. In the early 1920s, tea houses were especially popular in places like piers and food markets, where there are a lot of workers flowing in and out. These tea houses served tea along with a small portion of dumplings that were easy for workers to eat on the go. It was very affordable, only leng lei, meaning 0.2 of a cent, for a cup of tea and two dim sum dishes at that time. So they were also called the leng lei house.
Once upon a time, servers in a tea house would hold a big tray filled with a dim sum walking around the room while shouting out the options. Then the trolley was developed to carry more dim sum, and some even had a gas heater underneath to keep the dim sum warm.
It's not just practical, the trolleys also make it theatrical.
The thing I really like about dim sum is that when the trolleys come around, the lady kind of like quickly opens the steamer so you get a quick glimpse of what's inside. Especially in Hong Kong, if you can't speak Cantonese, you're literally just trying to get a glimpse so you can quickly point to what you want, and you might not know what you're ordering. And it's not a game, but it adds to the theatre of eating dim sum.
There are still trolleys, but nowadays you can also order dim sum on a paper menu, and the kitchen will make fresh dim sum for you.
But let's be real, that's no fun though.
All right, let's take a break with this dim sum rap.
Yeah, man, this song's about dim sum.
I really want some, can you give me dim sum? I really want some, can you give me dim sum? I really want some, can you give me dim sum?
Yeah, I got it all, baby, come and get some.
It'll make you go boom. It'll make you go boom, boom, boom. It'll make you go boom, boom, boom.
Come on, now. English, can you teach me about dim sum? Okay, but afterwards we gotta get some. Yum cha tea, you gotta sip some. Help you digest and it'll also make you live long. Who's not in love with these little ass dishes? And it can get cheap if everyone chips in. Pork, shrimp, duck, a little bit of chicken. And now I gotta fix them for this Chinese tradition. From Guangdong to Hong Kong, down to LA, New York to Seattle, we just love it in the States. Steam, fried, and they even make them bake. Yeah, lady with the car, go and put it on my plate. Hey, soy sauce, hot sauce, get the vinegar out. But watch out, don't splatter all over your blouse. And you ain't gotta wait till Sunday afternoon to get some authentic Cantonese food, yeah.
I really want some, can you give me dim sum?
After saying goodbye to Chef Wong, who's a master of the traditional art of dim sum, we went to visit a restaurant whose new age playful dim sum is a huge hit on social media.
All right, Piggy. You are cute, but it's time to rip you apart and find out what's inside.
Chefs at Hong Kong restaurant Yum Cha are famous for making dim sum in the shape of cute animals, emojis, fruit, you name it.
Durian mochi.
Durian mochi.
I'm gonna try this now.
In the shape of a Chinese peach.
One of their best sellers is a super cute yellow custard bun with white eyes, and you actually poke your chopstick into the bun to create its mouth, allowing for the custard to flow.
Whoa, I think this is the best thing I've eaten today.
Winston Yip is the executive chef at Yum Cha, and he got his inspiration from working at Hong Kong Disneyland.
My first job after graduation was making dim sum at a Chinese restaurant in Disneyland.
This is Winston.
I made a lot of cartoon dim sum in Disneyland, but my personal favorite is Chip and Dale.
You know, Chip and Dale,
Because they're cute and they're always together, so I always like making them.
Because his cute dim sum were only available at one specific restaurant in Disneyland, Winston decided he wanted to bring them to a bigger audience, but he had his worries about being too creative.
So when I first started, I was really worried. You can be very creative about dim sum's presentation, but when it comes to the filling inside, it's hard for people to accept if you're too creative. So I struck a balance between a very creative presentation, but inside, the filling tastes very traditional. Because my goal is not only get young people to eat at my restaurant, but also their parents.
Oh, excellent. Have you made these characters just for social media?
Instagram, Facebook?
Yes, they are basically done for social media because so many people are taking pictures of their food and they're going to be putting it on Instagram.
You've actually tried your hand at making dim sum.
Yes.
How did it go?
I have to say I have a new appreciation for dim sum. And a lot of people really don't know what goes into making dim sum every day, every morning.
What did you make?
Hi, I'm Bernice Chan with the South China Morning Post, and we're here at Choi Hang Village in Lee Theater in Plaza Bay, and he's going to teach me how to make
hagao, and I did not put in 13 folds in the hagao, which is supposed to be standard.
So we asked Winston how long it took for him to make the perfect hagao, or shrimp dumpling.
So when he first learned how to make hagao, it was he had to learn how to just make the wrapper.
Just the, so not even the filling.
Yeah, not even the filling. So he had to get the wrapper down.
Wow.
And then the filling. Mm-hmm. And just the filling. Mm-hmm. And then it was actually learning how to fold it.
So and super
to, so
process.
The wrapper has to be very thin, you know, to be able to make all those folds. Mm-hmm. And so it took him like a year and a half to be able to do that. And he's doing this on his off hours, like not when he's working.
So an hour and a half to master.
A year and a half.
Oh, sorry. A year and a half to master
hagao
shrimp dumplings.
Yes.
Wow.
And you just eat them in one bite.
Yeah, one bite.
They taste great. That's amazing.
So after learning how extremely difficult it is to become a dim sum chef, naturally, we asked ourselves a worrisome question.
Are there enough young people learning to make dim sum?
We went to meet Chef Lau Chao Guan, who's been making and teaching dim sum at the Vocational Training Council in Hong Kong for more than 40 years.
Are more or less students going into dim sum, into a career in dim sum?
So he's seeing more of his graduates going into dim sum. Don't worry, you still have can still eat dim sum.
how come they want to do that? Is there a more young people are doing it? Why is that?
It's such a hard.
It's actually easier to be a dim sum chef nowadays. restaurants in my time were huge, and you needed lots of dim sum chefs to feed the customers. There were at least 20 to 30 chefs just to make dim sum, whereas now restaurants are much smaller and only need 4 to 5 dim sum chefs, so it's not as laborious.
These days, female chefs in Western kitchens are not uncommon. Yet dim sum kitchens remain a male-dominated field. But that hasn't stopped young women from going into this culinary art form.
I'm Victoria Yao.
Victoria is a dim sum chef at Shang Palace in the Kowloon Shangri-La Hotel.
I'm okay with working in a male-dominated field because there are more male students in my class in the culinary school, and I'm quite used to it.
Last year, Victoria joined a group of 5 female chefs to take part in a cooking competition in Shanghai. And despite their lack of experience, they managed to win 4 gold medals, which was totally unexpected.
Because each participating group was extremely experienced, and we were just a bunch of girls who just started our career. I was in charge of the dessert. I prepared a sweet potato pudding, like a lava cake in the shape of a vase. My team is the only all-female team.
Are you proud of that?
That's
something for that?
Of course.
女性的手指是比男性有力的。
I always think that women pay more attention to details, and our fingers are more slender than men's. So that's our advantage when making delicate dim sum. But gender does not determine the quality in the kitchen. Men and women can be equally creative, so I am very supportive of having more female chefs in the kitchen.
When we asked all of our guests the most important thing to be a dim sum chef, they all said,
有興趣。興趣。興趣最重要覺得。Interest.
I think it's part of my interest, so I can tolerate it. I can tolerate the extreme working environment, for example, it's hot and it is quite narrow for people to pass through, but I think it's okay because we love it, we love cooking, and that's why we can just overcome all the difficulties.
Yeah. And also, you have to continuously eat the food,
so the most important thing is that they have to have the interest in doing it, and then they constantly think of new ideas.
As long as you're determined to practice hard, you will definitely succeed.
No, that was awesome. That was really like, I haven't had dim sum in a while, and that just like ticked all the boxes. It's not just, I guess in the West, you sit down to a meal, you order off a menu, it comes, you eat, you leave. But this is about family, this is about being together, about almost hustling for your food, seeing what's coming by, and I don't know, everything about it is very, there's something comforting about dim sum. And I don't think it matters if you've grown up with it or not, it's a different way of eating.
So now that we've talked to all these people, all these dim sum chefs, do you have a new appreciation for dim sum?
Definitely. I already loved dim sum before this episode, don't get me wrong, but the amount of time and effort that goes into making just a simple dumpling, so like ha gao, the shrimp dumpling, 1.5 years to perfect it, that's insane. I eat it in like 2 seconds flat.
That's right. Isn't that crazy?
Did you learn anything?
Well, I'm really pleased to hear that there are many more female chefs who are interested in joining dim sum and you know, talking to Victoria. She even wants to open up her own restaurant with her fellow cohorts who are also female chefs, which I thought was pretty cool.
Would you ever become a dim sum chef?
I think I'm past my prime.
Next time, we'll be heading to Thailand to look at the history of Pad Thai and how it was actually invented by the government.
Almost like a national strategy to say this is Thai versus Chinese, because at that time in the 40s, there was a real push against communism, and Chinese was marked as a communist country. There was a real sort of anti-Chinese movement, and they used the noodle dish to say, yes, but this is our noodle dish, not a Chinese noodle dish.
This episode was produced by Yang Yang at the South China Morning Post. Music by Fung Bros.
And we'd like to thank Chef Ringle Wong, Winsome Yip, Chef Lau, and the students at the Chinese Culinary Institute, and Victoria Yao.
Until next time,
happy eating!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.